Hey everybody, still a very hot day today with a heat advisory and a heat index of over 105, not out of the question. Today's high 96. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, from I-85 southward. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds possible, maybe a warning or two. Tonight's low falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, an isolated storm can't be ruled out, but I think mainly in southeast Alabama. Otherwise, mostly sunny, still hot with middle 90s. Somewhat lower humidity, not too terrible. Low tomorrow night around 72. Friday and Saturday, again, the humidity a little lower than it has been the last few days. High in the mid-90s, rain chances under 20% both days. Then on Sunday, all the heat and humidity and the storms are back. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Public School leaders are discussing school safety after last week's shooting in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School. No one was injured in the incident. They say school safety plans differ from school to school based on location and school entryways. A Montgomery County man has been sentenced to 317 years in prison. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says Kirsten Reese was sentenced for the 2016 kidnapping, robbery, and attempted murder of a Montgomery woman. His co-defendants are awaiting trial. And nearly 30 animals were seized from a Dadeville home, and now several people are facing animal cruelty charges. Police say many of the animals were malnourished, and one of the dogs showed signs of mange. Dadeville police have made 4 arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Police still investigating that deadly gun battle in the thick of rush hour traffic. 3 officers were shot. One of them, 34-year-old Andre Moye, killed.
Placido Domingo, one of the famous 3 tenors, is being accused of sexual harassment going back decades.
The acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, made headlines when he told an NPR interviewer how that famous phrase on the Statue of Liberty might be revised.
Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own 2 feet and who will not become a public charge.
The first fallout from the Jeffrey Epstein suicide. Attorney General William Barr ordering the warden to be pulled from the jail and temporarily reassigned.
The teen who recently won the Fortnite World Championship targeted in a swatting attack.
Rapper Jay-Z was throwing jabs at the NFL. Now the superstar is teaming up with the league, quarterbacking a social justice program to try and ease turbulent times.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. Reminder that Fresh Market has got the prime and premium New York strip steak on sale. And they also have the Colossus shrimp, which I had last night. $12.99 a pound, normally $19.99 a pound. And then the wild shrimp is $7.99 a pound, normally $14.99 a pound. That shrimp is really, really good.
And you weren't lying. It is clean eating. I just looked up the nutritional facts on it. It's pretty much all protein, a little bit of fat, no carbs in it. So if you're on a keto, low carb, any sort of diet like that is perfect for that.
It really, I tell you what, I put it in a pan, put aluminum foil down, and had it in butter with a little bit of butter oil on it, then put some Obey on it. It was really, really good.
I think I know what I'm doing tonight.
And then dipped it in butter for dinner with my peppers and a little bit of steak on the side.
I'm not going to go with the steak.
Yeah, don't go to the steak. Don't ruin it with steak.
I got to figure out a side. I'll figure something out.
There you go. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Very good, David. And you?
Good. You know what one of the components of those vaping systems are, don't you?
No.
Formaldehyde.
Ooh. As in, so what they embalm you with?
Yeah, so basically, you know, kids that are, anybody that's vaping is basically embalming themselves, their lungs, from the inside out.
Well, how do you put, I mean, what is it doing? How is it getting the formaldehyde to you?
I have no idea, but I was reading an article several months ago about that, about, you know, with the vaping and all that, and it was talking about how a lot of companies put formaldehyde in the vaping system. And
in,
you know,
the system or in the...
In the actual fluid.
Oh, okay.
That is in the,
I mean, I would think that would be a major no-no. I mean, because...
You would think. So, you know, I don't know if all of them do it or just some of them do it or whatever, but it was a rather shocking thing that I read about it.
Well, so, I know some people that vape and have been vaping now for years, and they got cigarettes in there. It's mainly just doing the mechanical part of it. It's the neural connection versus the nicotine.
Right.
And none of them have ever had problems with anything. But as Joey pointed out, maybe they've got a legit, you know, piece of equipment that works properly.
Well, and it could even be a marketed brand, but a bottom-of-the-barrel brand. And
right, you know. Right. Yeah, I mean, and that's very possible, you know. As big a thing as it's become, I mean, it would not, here, especially here in the United States, it would not surprise me if you were getting, you know, bogus stuff from China and places like that, you know, that are unsafe, to say the least.
Well, as Joey brought up, there is a big black market for things like this out there, because if you're selling it to kids, you're not a store anyhow. You're kind of doing this out of your car. I learned this from dealing with youth. And so they're going out and getting stuff that you wouldn't walk into a store and buy, but somebody else is getting. So they don't go into a store and buy stuff. They get black market type things.
Right. And in particular, we're not talking nicotine. We're talking vape that is THC.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're, you know, in a state like Alabama where that's still illegal, people still look for it.
Yeah. And that's one of the side effects of formaldehyde is that it gives you a buzz, you know, a high. And a lot of people take it because it's inexpensive. Take it and mix it with drugs to increase the high that they get. So, you know, that's possibilities of why they, or at least some companies, were using it, you know, with their mixture of for vaping.
I have not heard that, but it would be interesting. We'll do a little research and just see what we come up with.
Honey, you wouldn't believe. I was listening to the Dan Moore Show earlier today, and this caller named David said if we mix in a little formaldehyde, we get even higher.
Damn.
Hey.
There's a bear there to be even better.
You know how people are, man. Human nature. Anything you can take and degradate.
Oh, and let me tell you something. It's amazing to me. I remember, and David, I think you're old enough to remember that. You remember the glue sniffing?
Yeah. Oh,
man, I want to tell you something. I was going like, you are friggin' nuts.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they would go down to the hobby show store and get this thing of airplane
tube
glue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, forget the Elmer's. I mean, they go get the real stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it would mess them up bad. Like you would see them at school the next day and their eyes would be cross-eyed.
Yeah. I mean, we are talking about the same kind of people who would take a elephant tranquilizer called fentanyl and use it. So, you know, we're not talking about people with IQs above 100. So, at least for the most part. But it's dangerous stuff. So have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Is this Todd, who's our vaping guy?
I don't know, but
Todd, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, good afternoon.
How are you today?
Oh, doing good. That study that the gentleman was talking about was done in Japan and published in the New England Journal of Medicine. There were many flaws in that report, and one of the things was they didn't use the device right. They had it underpowered, which caused it to produce a form of formaldehyde, but it's got several more long words attached to the end of it, and it's not the kind that they use for embalming, but when it's used at proper voltage, it doesn't produce that form of formaldehyde.
Now let me make sure I've got it for the record here. This is Todd, who's our vaping guy on the Atlanta Highway, is that correct?
Yes.
Good.
No. I do vape.
Oh,
but
you
no,
do.
I'm not that guy. Okay. I'm not that guy.
You're not that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So how does it chemically produce formaldehyde? Because that would be a process.
Well, it's not that kind of formaldehyde. It's a
derivative?
A form of formaldehyde.
Okay.
It's formaldehyde, dye, something. But it only produces that if you use it at the improper voltage. If you've got it too low, if you turn it up where it's supposed to be, it doesn't do that. And the scientists that did it wrong.
Do you feel that the people that are vaping out there are sufficiently informed about what they're doing and what it is?
I would not. I do, but I wouldn't buy. I'd only buy like some trusted brands and stuff like that. The stuff at the gas stations and stuff like that, most of that's knockoffs. I would not touch that. I'd actually go to a vape shop where they make their own stuff and mix it there, because you know what you're getting. And the stuff you pick up at the gas stations, I don't trust those.
Well, and also to something that, as my libertarian friend Joey would say, then you have a recourse against somebody versus buying it out in the street somewhere. But,
right.
But see, that's the problem is that, you know, if you're 15 years old, you're going to somebody who has a hookup for you, and it's the same thing of a hookup, whether it's pot or whatever it is. They're giving you a hookup because they have an illicit pathway to it.
Yeah, there's no telling what's in there.
Well, and I didn't realize it, but there is a whole market. I didn't realize this until we started dealing with you. There's a whole market, and Montgomery is a very centralized location because we have I-85 and I-65 that pass through here. So you have a lot of people that are selling this stuff in bulk. They'll find somebody who will go in and buy 15 units, and they'll find five of those people here in Montgomery because you're at a crossroads, and they'll be selling it to youth. Matter of fact, there was a situation where somebody was selling vaping pipes outside of Bellingraph. Now, a nice neighbor ran the guy's butt out of there and called the police.
Yeah, that was definitely the thing to do.
Yeah.
But I've been vaping for, I guess about 5 years now.
Are you completely off cigarettes now?
Yes.
Right. Okay, I remember my conversation with you.
I smoked for 25 years.
I remember my conversation with you. Congratulations, Todd.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Before I let you go, do you do it now out of the neuro connection, the habit of it?
No. You're
still doing it with nicotine involved?
Yes. There's still nicotine in it, yes.
Okay. As a doctor friend of mine said, nicotine's an amazing drug. It just has a terrible delivery system.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing to quit.
That's the pulmonologist told me that.
Okay, Dan. Well, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Ty. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Maybe I need to go pick up some nicotine tablets or something.
There you go. The patch.
Yeah, patch. They sell little, tiny little tablets, too, for helping people.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
This a prescription or non-prescription?
I think non-prescription.
Interesting. It is funny how after all the education we've done on smoking and things, how people still get, I mean, I have one child who's, you know, addicted to nicotine. It's going to be hard for him. He's trying to vape now. He's trying to move from one to the other because he's realizing what a liability it is. And with cancer in our family, so prevalent, plus heart disease. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a double combo you got to watch out for, which is why I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. Keep an eye on me, you know what that is. Excuse me. So I thought I would share that story with you. Tom Cotton, who I have a lot of respect for, he's going to be talking about the red flag laws, and he is kind of teamed up with Lindsey Graham. Now, Tom Cotton is a conservative, by the way, and let's listen to him how the red flag laws and how to do it.
There's nobody more pro-Second Amendment than Donald Trump. But I don't want guns in the hands of a lunatic or a maniac. And I think if we do proper background checks, we can prevent that.
President yesterday looking into potential gun law changes, including bipartisan red flag laws aimed at keeping firearms away from people who shouldn't have them, particularly the mentally ill.
Our next guest agrees with this. GOP Senator Tom Cotton sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee. So there's conservatives wary of a knee-jerk reaction to something like this. Red flag laws, your take on that?
Yeah, I understand why they're wary. People in Arkansas, with whom I speak, are wary about it as well. You've got several presidential candidates who are demanding Walmart, for instance, stop selling all firearms. That does not resonate very well with people who own firearms or who need them to defend themselves or just to go hunting.
Particularly people from Arkansas.
We shouldn't let mentally disturbed people have firearms. No. So the red flag laws that are under debate, first off, should be a state matter. The federal government can provide grants for funding or technical assistance to the Department of Justice the way we do in other law enforcement contexts. But they also have to make sure that we provide due process so people have notice and a hearing. And they have to provide penalties if someone misuses them, you know, say like has a grudge against a neighbor. But if within those parameters, I think we can act to make sure that mentally disturbed, oftentimes young men who are angry and alienated, like the shooter in Dayton obviously mm-hmm. was, don't have access to firearms.
Yeah, I can see somebody from Arkansas would be opposed to Walmart not selling firearms. And some of the employees were allegedly going to walk off. Tom Cotton is pretty good on this stuff. Let me go to a break, finish up, coming back to Tom Cotton and other information on this green card issues that we did not get to yesterday. The Amor Show will be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Hyundai has modernized the car shopping experience. Finally. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Look, isn't it about time someone took car shopping to the 21st century? Like the Hyundai Shopper Assurance Program. They're the first in the game, and they're doing it right. They streamline the purchase, saving you time, energy, and stress. You know, all the small things that make a big difference. Transparent pricing, flexible test drives, the works. Hyundai Shopper Assurance. Available at participating dealerships. Test drive subject to availability. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance for more details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292928, that's where we are.
So big and so strong. Come a little bit.
In this next cut, you're going to hear one of the reasons I like Tom Cotton. I've never heard anybody say, if we do this, it's not going to stop everything. They always do this kind of holistic, we'll just do this and we'll save lives. And this whole gun debate that they're talking about is nothing but feel-good legislation. This is stuff that's not going to solve the problem that they want to solve. The only way to solve the problem that they want to solve is no one have a gun. But that's not going to happen. Let's listen to this next cut here.
So you are willing to do something regarding gun laws, while the NRA would like you to do nothing.
Well, I think I think in Washington, what we should do is provide support for states that want to adopt those laws. Look, it's beyond the capabilities of federal law enforcement to try to monitor every single person in this country who might be a danger to others or a danger to themselves. That's why we have local police and sheriff's departments. But what we can do as the federal government is provide technical assistance through the Department of Justice or grants and other kinds of fundings if states want to take that approach as well. But we probably should, what we need to do though is to make sure that we're providing funding for states that are adopting laws that provide due process, that make sure that we're focused on people like the Dayton shooter. I mean, the Dayton shooter apparently was found with a rape list and a kill list of classmates who wanted to rape and kill. Apparently on a first date, I assume the only date, with a young woman, he showed her a video of the shooting at the Pittsburgh synagogue.
And the police knew about that because it was reported to the police, and years later he wound up getting
So how would you determine if someone was mentally ill? Because the guy in Texas, I don't think he had any history with the law, maybe one little traffic violation or something that he had.
That's not going to be a perfect solution.
Right.
We can't stop every horrific crime in this country in advance, but I think we can make a difference. And also what we can do to stop gun crime in general is to make sure that we are supporting our law enforcement community and that we are supporting partnerships between federal and local law enforcement. Like I just heard from our U.S. attorney this week in Little Rock that they've seen a significant decline in crime because we have so many more Arkansas communities enrolled in the Department of Justice's Safe Community Project, which is designed to stop gun crime by getting criminals off the streets to begin with.
Now, I spoke to somebody who is in the counseling psychology business, and the red flag, and they hear me talk about the fact that mental health is such a big issue. One of the things, one area you really are going to save lives in is not going to be in the crazy person shooting another person. It's going to be in the crazy person shooting themselves. The suicide rate, which is the overwhelming number of gun deaths in this country, overwhelming, is by suicide. And what you're going to do is, if you can red flag those kind of people, they genuinely believe you're going to be able to cut down substantially on suicide deaths because you're going to be able to reach out and touch somebody and hopefully get them some help where they're not going to do the things that they're going to do. You know, what I would always say is that suicide is a a long-term solution to a short-term problem. And what you have to do is kind of get those two terminologies kind of back in line with each other. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, Mr. Dan. I'd like to ask a question, if you could bear with me. What are these little girls, what are their ages now that this guy was supposed to be pimping out or whatever?
14 years old.
Okay.
And so, it's not two girls, it's a whole bunch of girls.
Okay, my bad, a whole bunch of them. What are their parents? What kind of parents do these children have? Especially a little girl 14 years old and not knowing where she was at.
That's a great question, and I'll tell you something that that happens out there, and I've been working on the Organized Crime Commission a long, long, long time ago, is that you will get kids who get basically separated from their parents because parents are being too strict, and they run away from home and things like that, and then somebody reaches out to help them, and their intention really isn't to help them. Their intention really is to put them in a bad situation.
Yeah. Now, if these little girls, which they're grown adults now, get this kind of money, are they going to share it with their parents when their parents wasn't there for them?
Well, we don't know what their relationship was like with their parents. I mean, the old song goes that the reason that you have women in prostitution because of their bad relationship with their dad. Part of that I think is true. Part of that is not true.
Yeah, but, you're right. I can understand that. But I don't know. That's a lot of them to have such a bad relationship with a parent.
Oh, let me tell you something, Tom. You would not believe, and we have it right here in this town, is that the number of basically parents and kids that are just they're just hostile to each other, and they live in two different worlds. I mean, I've known kids of friends of mine who the kids have just moved out because they couldn't take the discipline and you had to be home by this and they wouldn't be there and they just wouldn't obey any of the rules and they basically just picked up and left.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of that on old Dr. Phil where the kids just want to, they'll stay there till 25, 26 years old, not doing that.
Well, you have that on one extreme, and then you have the parents that don't get involved in things, that don't give any discipline, so it's easy, it's comfortable to hang around. But then you have the parent that is more like me, that if you're not doing it right, then we're going to do something about it, and if you're not going to do it right, you're not going to do it in my house type thing. And so when you're talking about male versus female, those kind of, I raised two boys, I didn't raise two girls, but I know of a lot of situations that happens in.
Yes, sir. Well, mate, I appreciate your time, buddy.
I appreciate your telephone call. Newsound 93.1, Damar Show, we'll be back right after this.
Just the other side of the border. He was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my
time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A woman who says Jeffrey Epstein raped her when she was a teenager, Jennifer Arose, has filed a lawsuit against his estate and four women she says enabled the assaults.
New York's Child Victims Act goes into effect today, and one of the first lawsuits to take advantage of it is from one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers. Arose couldn't file a lawsuit before now because the statute of limitations had passed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. Stocks are back down on Wall Street today. Some investors are concerned about signs of a coming recession and the trade fight with China. Illinois' governors approved a new law meant to help children with severe allergies.
J.B. Pritzker signs off on legislation making Illinois the first state in the nation to require insurance companies to provide coverage for people 18 and under who require EpiPen injections, a possible life-saving dose when someone has an allergic reaction.
Fox's Jeff Manasso in Chicago. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a heat advisory and a heat index of over 105. Not out of the question. Today's high 96. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, from I-85 southward. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds possible. Maybe a warning or two. Tonight's low falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, an isolated storm can't be ruled out, but I think mainly in southeast Alabama. Otherwise, mostly sunny, still hot with middle 90s. Somewhat lower humidity, not too terrible. Low tomorrow night around 72. Friday and Saturday, again, the humidity a little lower than it has been the last few days. High in the mid-90s, rain chances under 20% both days. Then on Sunday, all the heat and humidity and the storms are back. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, I know that she has made up.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Because of my heads-up brother, Gritz, it looks like we're not going to be having the mayor, too. He is out of the United States of America. I asked my brother, and said, do you want to come in and sit in for him? He sent me the laughing head. We'd have a good time with Gritz in here.
I think so. I think it's just a good idea.
Fun. I know. It'd be a lot of fun. It'd be a fun 1 hour. No doubt about that. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's continue on with Tom Cotton. I'll slow things down. I remind you that any caller can get in on Squeakquake Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies are cheaper than there from Squeakquake Farm Market. Don't forget they have the gigantic loss of shrimp, $12.99 a pound. six plus, make six, make a pound. I did two for $4 with the peppers and some other things in there. It was a meal within itself. I think Joey is doing that tonight. Let's go to Tom Cotton. Talk about state versus federal and Dems losing their mind.
Better at the state level, but you understand the concern from conservatives. I mean, red flag laws means someone telling on somebody, and you're right, you need to have punishment for that. But if there's a political reason or I don't like your beliefs, that could go sideways really quick.
Yeah, and that's another reason why, beyond the capabilities of the federal government versus state and local governments who are on the police and know their own people, is that it should be a state matter, because we have state experiences with these things, that there should be real penalties for anyone who might misuse such a law to carry on a personal grudge or a dispute of any kind. Yeah.
Senator, I teased this earlier. You say that the Democrats who are running for president have truly lost their mind. What are you talking about? Well,
I just think you can look at the reactions over the last 24 hours and see this. You know, the president did a great job this week of introducing a new regulation that's going to implement the public charge law. Mm-hmm. We should not be admitting immigrants to this country who can't support themselves, who are going to go on welfare and take taxpayer resources. That's been the law for over 100 years. The regulation that was issued this week was simply implementing that law under modern circumstances. Yet you have all these Democrats rushing out to denounce the president. Just like on the debate stage a few weeks ago, they were saying that we should decriminalize crossing the border and provide taxpayer-funded health care. Right. The Democrats running for president, in my opinion, have truly lost their mind on some of these things. They are deranged by the president, and they are rushing so far to the left that I can't imagine they're going to be successful next year.
It do you have that standalone piece of Castro that I sent you?
It's a link
on email one, but we need to play something. As long as you have it, we need to play something before that. There was an ICE facility in San Antonio, which is where Castro is from, that somebody shot at. Imagine that. So let's listen to the this is the one where you have, let's see who's doing it, Secretary McElhinney, I believe, is the one who does it.
Shots fired at the ICE facility down in San Antonio, according to local reports, happened 3 a.m. Tuesday. We understand there were no injuries. The FBI is investigating. But this is another attack on an ICE facility. I believe it's the fourth in the last month.
No, you're right. I mean, last month, protesters blocked the entrance to an ICE national headquarters in D.C. In mid-July in Tacoma, Washington, a man hurled a Molotov cocktail at an ICE building. And July 12th in Aurora, Colorado, we remember when the U.S. flag was taken down and the Mexican flag was put up and a Blue Lives Matter flag defaced. Mm-hmm. So this is, it appears to be an anti-ICE pattern.
Let's bring in Kevin McAleenan. He's the acting DHS secretary. The ICE agents down in San Antonio were saying this was not random. It was very targeted because that building that houses different offices, the bullet went through the ICE window, which looked like it was about five or six floors up.
Yeah, it does appear to be targeted. And again, as you just noted, this is the fourth incident of violence or an issue at an ICE facility. And our top priority is the safety of our men and women who are out there protecting American communities. Really appreciate the quick response of the FBI, the state and locals who are going to be investigating this, but we got to find this perpetrator. We've got to ensure that this can't happen again.
The ICE field office director down there, Daniel Bible, Mr. McAleenan, said he blamed politicians, media outlets, and activist groups for recklessly sharing information and misinformation to the public. What do you think about that assessment?
I think the environment where we're demonizing law enforcement for doing their jobs, for enforcing the law on the books, is concerning. It can be dangerous, and it can result in people taking actions that are not supported by the facts, that are not in response to anything inappropriate that our men and women of ICE and enforcement removal operations are doing. And I think we've got to tone that down, absolutely.
Okay, so you remember, and can you pull that Castro piece up here? He does a thing where he slams Donald Trump for what he said, and talking about shooting people that look like me. I think he can play this out of position. Is it loading?
Hold on. I think I might have a solution to this.
Throw it out the window.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be eventually the solution one of these days, whether it's going to get one of the talk hosts here.
little too riled up, but this might be a way to go here. Let's try this browser. Scroll on down, and yeah, Julian Castro has a message on Twitter.
Listen to this, boys and girls.
Come on. Words have consequences, says Castro.
You know, the new software, why are you trying to get that word? The new software that I got on, that basically will load any MP3. If it's, when I tried to do this, what it did is it read the entire article. And then it does a voice translation of it. So I'm sitting there listening to them going, where did that come from? And then I went back and looked at the article, and it was reading the article to me.
No.
Oh, man, that's a shame. Basically, he blames Trump for the shooting in El Paso. And you got to remember, Castro is from San Antonio. He was the mayor of San Antonio. And here he is blaming Trump for the shooting in El Paso, but he doesn't blame his rhetoric or the Democrats' rhetoric for the shooting of the ICE facility in San Antonio.
Right.
How do they not get the connection here? This is so hypocritical to me that they do this. So since we can't get that to play, I'm sorry about that. ICE agents are simply just doing their job.
The men and women of ICE are simply doing their job. If people don't like the laws, let's change the laws.
That's exactly right. We have to have a balanced enforcement process to have integrity in the immigration system. We can't do everything at the border. Even though we're making progress with our international strategy, thanks to President Trump's engagement with Mexico, with Guatemala, and now the new president in El Salvador, even though we're making progress, we still have to enforce the law in the interior. We can't have businesses that are exploiting undocumented workers in an anti-competitive fashion. We've got to have balance.
I like this McElhaney guy. He's good. He's the acting Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. I think that the Democrats would have a real hard time with him, and he would come under a lot of fire, and they're just going to try to hold him in there as long as possible. But I believe he's doing a very good job so far, and he's not doing the president's bidding. I think he's really doing what needs to be done. Now, he's going to talk about a subject here that we heard Pompeo talk about a little bit after he just came back from El Salvador. And here's going to be talking about what's going on in Central America and how those people are stepping up to the plate, unlike the Democrats.
Mr. Secretary, Steve just mentioned the fact that Congress has done almost nothing to address the crisis at the border. The president has declared...
They've talked a lot about it.
They've talked a great deal about it. The president has declared an emergency, tried to tap into other funds, put pressure through tariff pressure onto Mexico with the deployment of National Guard troops and their own southern border. We've also heard about these safe third country agreements that have been signed or are in the works with a number of different countries. You just mentioned Guatemala. Well, the new president-elect there wants to rewrite the migration deal that we believe was struck with the Trump administration. What's happening there?
Sure. Let's break that down, Pete. Several different components to that. I announced on Thursday last week down in Yuma that we are making progress with our strategy. The international piece, first and foremost, Mexico stepping up to do more enforcement on their southern border between Chiapas and Guatemala, the transportation routes and the human smugglers bringing migrants to the border. They are making progress there, and we have seen a reduction in flows. With Guatemala, we've also implemented, again, there's 5 more months of this administration in Guatemala. We've implemented an aggressive effort against human smugglers within Guatemala, operational partnership with DHS boots on the ground, side by side with Guatemalan partners, and also, as you noted, signed an asylum cooperation agreement, which could really change the game and make sure that we're protecting people that need asylum as close to home as possible, but also denying that access to really exploit the loopholes in our law at the same time. So those efforts are making progress. 43% reduction in crossings since May. We're hoping to continue that progress in August. I'll be going back to Central America next week to try to build on that with El Salvador and Panama and really address this problem as a regional effort.
You know, that is absolutely remarkable. And nobody has been able to do this up to Trump. And what happened here is, if you remember, all the Democrats said, well, the worst thing he did was cut off the money to these countries. Now, that's actually the best thing he did, because what he did is got them engaged in this whole thing. And if it was working so damn well, then why, when we were giving him money, were all these people coming up from Guatemala? It just, This is just the nonsensical, what has Trump done wrong today, viewpoint of the Democrats. They love to just, whatever he's doing is wrong. And in fact, what he was doing was absolutely right. Obama wasn't able to do it. George W. Bush wasn't able to do it. But Donald Trump has got these guys working, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, working to help the U.S. stem this problem. And the numbers have done nothing but go down. And that is a major, major positive there. Now, the Democrats will say, well, if the numbers are going down, now you don't need the wall. Yes, you actually do. There's some video that just came out talking about guys who are going over the wall, and the Border Patrol starts showing up, and they couldn't get back over the wall fast enough. They went and hid, and the Border Patrol got them and arrested them right on the spot. Let's continue on here with McElhinney.
Right. Mr. Secretary, when I watch you on the Sunday shows and you get raked over the coals, when I watch you in front of Congress and they just want sound bites and we've got leaders that just blast you, I ask myself every single time, is it worth it to you? Why do you do this job?
That's a great question, Ainsley. I mean, the mission is compelling. I think we have the most compelling mission in law enforcement to protect the homeland. And it's an honor to serve in this role. But the second thing that inspires me is our men and women. Being down there on the border multiple times as acting secretary, seeing how hard they're working, seeing that we've gotten them some relief. The emergency supplemental combined with our international strategy has changed that dynamic. On the first week of June, we had 20,000 people in custody in border stations. They're having a very difficult time managing that overcrowding. This morning we had less than 4,000, and they're not staying with us very long. We're able to repatriate the single adults quickly. The unaccompanied children are going to a better situation with Health and Human Services. So seeing that progress, that's inspiring to me, and I'll take the hits on behalf of the men and women because they deserve our support and protection.
So as you just heard from him, the numbers are going down. That's a very big positive. And the reason is because of what Trump did with Pompeo and others going down and dealing with the triangle, Central American triangle, and dealing with Mexico. Nobody was able to do that. Trump got it done. Nobody's giving him credit for it. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the things you've done, I wouldn't criticize. I guess you had to wait, yeah.
272-9228, that's where we are. Now I've got got Dan Black on the phone because he texted me something. And I'm kind of going like, wait a minute, I want to hear this directly from you. So let's bring in our good friend Dan Black of Dan Black Studio. Dan Black, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Good to be with you and Joey. I appreciate it.
Well, okay. Now, I want the audience to hear straight from the horse's mouth. I just called you a horse, by the way, about the discounts you're offering them.
Yeah, Dan, we had such a good response from the offer that you had on the radio a week or so back, the 40% off. So we just decided, you know what, we're going to give Dan Marsh listeners the 50% off.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
50% off, that's right, on all video transfers. That's just video transfers, VHS, 8mm, VHS-C, whatever the customers have. It's to DVD, video transfers to DVD through August 31st. And that's just for Dan Marsh listeners only. And you have to say you heard it on Dan Marsh Show, but that's what we have, yeah. And
Dan, that is outstanding. I know my audience is going to love that. So what secret number do they call to be able to get such incredible savings?
Yeah, Montgomery, the Montgomery number, 279-6036, 279-6036.
And you're serious. I mean, you're not somebody sitting in. You don't have Dan muzzled and tied up over in the corner, and then you're coming over here to try to, you know, get him to lose money. I mean, this is for real, right?
No, it is absolutely for real, Dan. Yeah, 50% off, and again, it is for limited time through the end of the month. So we want customers that are interested or potential customers that have videos sitting in their closets to get them out and get them to us so they can get them preserved, get them into a digital format, get them onto a DVD, and get those. Where you can enjoy them for years and years to come. Otherwise, they're just fade away. As long as they're on video, they're in danger of losing those images.
Dan, somebody, can they just drop by your Monticello office, or do they need to call to make an appointment?
Absolutely drop by. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, anytime between 9 and 5.
Okay, but give us the telephone number just in case.
Yep. 334-279-6036. That's 279-6036.
Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Dan Black of Dan Black Studios, and he's going to do this just for you guys, 50% off. Dan, I appreciate your friendship.
All right.
I appreciate you being on the show.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Man, that's amazing. 50% off?
What a deal.
You can drop by. He's right. When you on Monticello, you see the building on the left-hand side driving from Eastern Bypass towards the Bell Road. And he's on the left-hand side. You'll see a big video truck out front. Just go in the main door. You normally have to be buzzed in. And you just drop him off. He'll price it for you right there. Tell you what the deal is. And he can get started on it today for you. 50% off. Take advantage of that, boys and girls. This is big. Okay, let's continue on with Secretary McElhaney here. He's going to be talking about the terrorism and DHS factor. Now, all the Dems are all perplexed about that. They're going to be interfering in our election and domestic terrorism. Listen to what he has to say about this.
Mr. Secretary, there's been a lot of talk of domestic terrorism over the last couple of weeks in particular. How is the Department of Homeland Security addressing this real concern?
Absolutely. It's been one of my top priorities since becoming acting secretary in April. I stood up a targeted violence and terrorist prevention office in my first week. We commissioned the Homeland Security Advisory Council to help us study domestic terrorism, especially white supremacist extremism and racially motivated violence. I was in Jackson, Mississippi yesterday with our Homeland Security Advisory Council, meeting with members of Congress, state and local leaders on attacks on faith-based organizations and churches. How can we address those better as a whole of community. For DHS, this is a major effort. We have multiple operational components, our Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the U.S. Secret Service, mm-hmm. FEMA, the Federal Protective Service. All of those entities help empower state and local communities to be prepared, to do active shooter awareness trainings. The grants that we supply support law enforcement in addressing these kind of concerns. And of course, we're a close partner with the Federal Bureau of Investigation with their lead on investigating and preventing domestic terrorism. So it's a major effort for DHS. We're expanding it right now, and we're going to increasingly become more effective because it's a real issue, as you see, all over the country.
Now, I don't know about you, but so the Democrats kind of, they're not doing anything. They don't even recognize it. From listening to him, he just, he clicked off a whole bunch of stuff that they're doing, and that makes me feel really good about it. And whatever, the Dems are always going to be, no, it's never good enough, it's never going to be enough, Trump is failing, Trump didn't do anything about the election, protecting elections. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. They just will not give him any credit for anything. And it was amazing to me how void the news was talking about things that Trump is doing successful this morning. Everything is bad about Trump in this world. Everything. And I don't know about you, but I'm really getting tired of it. Let's listen to the final segment here, again, on domestic terrorism and reports.
It is a real issue, but are you seeing a rise in the number of incidents, or is this something that you've experienced in the past, but it's just being reported differently?
I think there is a rise in the number of incidents. The FBI director testified last month about 850 domestic terrorism investigations ongoing, a number of those with racially motivated violent extremism. Extremist ideologies behind them, and we've got to get out in front of that, both on the prevention side and identifying individuals that are on a pathway to violence. Through the Secret Service National Threat Assessment Center, we've told state and local communities, mental health providers, school resource officers, those indicators they need to look for to be able to identify someone who's on a path to violence and interdict and get an off-ramp so that they don't become violent and mount an attack. That's what we have to do. So there is a concern that there's an increasing environment of violence in the targeted sense.
Kevin McAleenan, acting DHS Secretary, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, all three of you. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
He is really good. He's very stable. He's kind of out there, but he really knows what he's doing here. Now, I've got, did you swing over the thing from yesterday, the green card? Yeah. This is going to be stop and go. But everybody's talking about green card, and Donald Trump is trying to stop legal immigrants. Well, what he's trying to do is make sure that the people that are here legally and or illegally are not tapping. Oh, top of the hour.
I know.
I got too carried away.
It happened yesterday.
I got too carried away. I'm sorry.
Well, we got a whole other hour
now. I know. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Preble location. Go by and see Duke Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Morris Show. Really appreciate it. So I'm going to stay down at the -728 level. Going to be back after our top of the hour break with the final hour of the Dan Morris Show.
Dan Morris Show.